Wow, kids. That was awesome. Was that good? That was very good. I really like that. Embraced by Christ, embracing the world. We have, in fact, been embraced by Christ. And I just thank you, kids, for all your practice, but particularly for encouraging us to respond to Jesus Christ at this Christmas. It's just great. You describe Jesus like a present, as a present, because he is a great present. And I'm having a little bit of difficulty this year sort of picking presents, you know, for my boys. And I'm going to ask you for a little bit of help. So Eric and Ian, you might want to close your eyes a little bit. But you know, it's hard sometimes to pick the greatest gift. And so can you help me out? Parents, you can help out too if you so, because, you know, I sort of want to survey and see what is the best. I have a little Tonka truck. Do you like Tonka trucks? A bulldozer, can move stuff. Vroom, vroom, vroom. I think that's pretty cool. Who would like that for Christmas under their tree? Right? That would be really cool. Oh, let me see what else I got in here. Who would like this under their tree? Her name's Bloom. Who would like this under their... Who would think this is a great present? Yeah, you think? Okay, well, I've never played with a Bloom-like girl, but let's see. Maybe. What about a pair of socks? Yeah, socks. Okay. What about Dragon's Universe? Oh yeah, that'd be really nice. He's pretty scary looking. What about a DS? Yeah, that's pretty cool. DS would be really cool. So help me out here. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 presents. Who votes for the little Tonka? Okay, all right, right. What about the doll? The doll. What about the socks? You guys are good. What about the dragon? Yeah. The DS. Okay. Well, that helps me out a little bit. You know, I was thinking about when you guys were talking about Jesus being the greatest present. Sometimes I think we would like to compare him to, you know, maybe a superhero or like a great gift like a DS. But you guys caught on to something that sometimes the greatest gift is perhaps the most ordinary, like a pair of socks. You know, I remember getting a pair of socks from my grandmother. I thought she would love me more. Right? You know, at your age, I would want something like a DS. But she knitted, this isn't the pair, but she knitted a nice pair of warm socks. It was one of the first presents I opened up. Guess what I did with those socks? No, I threw them into the corner so I could open up the bigger box. Right? Because socks are just sort of ordinary. Yeah. Yeah, aren't they? Could you imagine if you went home at Christmas and the only thing you got was maybe a sweater and a pair of socks? Would you be happy? Probably not. There you go, Mom and Dad. Well, let me think about this. Maybe think about this with me. When I think about Jesus as the greatest gift, I think he's more like a pair of socks than anything else that might be more great. You know, think about it. Yeah, I mean, the children told this story in a beautiful way. Jesus was just born as a baby. And for most people, he was very ordinary. He had two arms. He had two ears. He had two eyes. Had one nose, one mouth, 10 toes, 10 fingers, or no, 8 fingers and 2 thumbs. He's pretty ordinary, isn't he? He was sort of ordinary. In fact, you know what it says in the Bible, in one of the Christmas stories? It says that Jesus came to his own. Maybe your parents know this verse. He came to his own, but his own did not recognize him. Why? Because he was ordinary like a pair of socks. Yeah. Now, but there was a few people in this story. There was a few people in this story who knew that Jesus was more than just an ordinary pair of socks. Can you name some of them? Who was one of them? The three kings. The three kings didn't know that he wasn't just ordinary. Right? And who else? Pardon me? The shepherds. That's right. Who else? Mary and Joseph. So we have the shepherds, Mary and Joseph. And who else? One more. And the angels. And God. Yes. Great. Thank you. I think you got all the answers. Great job. I didn't even come up with that many. Wow. Now, it's interesting. It's interesting. Mary and Joseph knew that Jesus was special, particularly Mary, because God had to visit her and tell her that something extraordinary was going to happen. And so she was visited by an angel. Joseph wasn't sure what was happening, but he too got visited by an angel to say something extraordinary was happening. The shepherds were just having a regular night out on the hills with the sheep, and angels had to come and say, this baby that's born in Bethlehem is something extraordinary. The wise men who studied the stars knew something extraordinary was happening, and they studied the Bible, they figured some things out, and made their way to a little baby, an ordinary baby, in a stable, and they bowed down as kings to this one baby. It's interesting that these few people needed to be visited so that they might know that this baby was more than what most would seem. And today, you kids helped us recognize maybe once again that Jesus, this one who was born in the cradle, in a barn, is somebody extra special. But each of these people, Mary, Joseph, the wise men, the shepherds, all had to make a decision, didn't they? They had to decide that the angel's news was true. And they went to figure it out to see if it was true. And something happened when they believed. They each responded in new ways. Mary and Joseph responded to the angel's visit by saying, "We will willingly walk in your ways, God, and be the parents for your child." Two, the shepherds responded by seeing Jesus and praising him and going out and telling everybody about this new baby. And the wise men came and believed, and they saw that Jesus was the king, and they gave their gifts to him. They responded in worship. Have you ever watched the movie Polar Express? Yeah. Mom and Dad, have you seen Polar Express? It's one of my favorite Christmas movies, maybe for a number of you. It's a great little story of this little boy who lost the wonder of Christmas. Remember? And so this child wakes up in the middle of the night to get onto a train and on this crazy, extraordinary adventure, makes his way with a number of other children into the North Pole, where something happens. I mean, he's doubting all the way. And when Santa comes out with the sleigh, the bells aren't ringing, remember? There is no jingle to the bells, which is sort of odd. But all of a sudden, at that one point in the story, he began to believe. And then he heard the bells ring. Remember? And then what present did he ask for? What was it? The bell. And in the, with the bell, he could hear the jingle. And then, of course, he makes his way home. And under the tree is what? The bell. And when his mom and dad pick up the bell, what did they hear? Nothing. You guys know this movie really well. But the little boy, when he picked it up from the box, what did he hear? He heard the ringing. You know what was the difference between his mom and his dad and him? Well, this is just a movie, but he believed. And there was something wonderful about that bell, an ordinary bell. The same is true at Christmas. Many people would come to maybe a service like this and say, oh, here we go through this interesting story. Maybe many of us who have heard the story 1,000 times, maybe it's turned into a little bit of ordinary. It's just what we do. And perhaps at Christmas, we need to hear the angels sing, perhaps through the voices of our children. Perhaps we need to hear the word again and just ask ourselves, is this something we believe, that God himself would come into our world in such a way as an ordinary child, like one of us? Love so amazing, love so divine. It's this incarnation where God makes himself like one of us so that we might have life. The shepherds heard these words from the angels. Great words. It goes like this. The angel showed up. And of course, the angel says, don't be afraid. It's always sort of scary to see some new angels around. And they said this. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. This ordinary baby is a Savior who has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. This little ordinary baby was not ordinary after all. But he remains ordinary when we don't believe for yourself. So, you know, my grandmother gave me those socks. I thought they were pretty ordinary. I wish I still had them, in fact, because it would remind her of her love for me. Her socks maybe have worn out. But Jesus Christ can be born amongst us today. May we be people who believe and respond to the most amazing, beautiful gift that God granted us, that he dwells in our midst. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that even as we sat here and enjoyed the presence of children singing and leading us into a place of wondering about your gift to us, the challenge they bring forth to us is this: how will we respond? How will we respond? Perhaps we can respond like Mary, offering our lives so that you may work through us. Perhaps we can respond like the shepherds, and we are able to just be filled with joy that in the midst of the darkness, you shine your beautiful and wonderful light, and that we are blessed by being saved by your love. Or perhaps like the kings, we just simply come to the cradle and we bow down, offering all of our lives and our gifts to the King. And so, Lord, help us to respond to who you are. Bless us this Christmas. Bless us with the gift of your Spirit that will help us to believe, and so that our whole lives may ring out in praise for you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Another gift that Jesus gives us is not only the gift of being blessed to be a part of our world and that he enters in, but he also invites us to eat with him. When we come to the table, this Lord's Supper, we believe that he is present with us. And you know, again, as Jesus was born ordinary, he also gives us ordinary gifts. In juice, use grape juice. And we also have bread. Two ordinary, very things, but when we come to the table believing, the Spirit of God works in and through us. He is able to fill all of our longings with his presence and his power. And when Jesus sat with his disciples, he said, he took the bread, he gave thanks to God, and he broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you. I came into this world to give myself for your sake. Eat it in remembrance for me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he said, "Drink this in remembrance of me. For this cup represents the covenant of new blood, the forgiveness of sins poured out for all." And so when we eat and when we drink, we are being transformed into the likeness of Christ who lives in us and makes us new. He incarnates himself in us. It's Christmas every Sunday. Our children, we want to invite you to the table, but perhaps you're not ready to eat the bread and drink the juice. And so there's going to be three people up here serving with the other people that will be serving the parents. And we want to give you a blessing. And so when your parents come up, you can just join them as they come up. And we will give you a blessing. And we will also give you a candy cane. We would love to give you a blessing and a candy cane. And so you can join us at this table. All right? And two, for those of you who are visiting, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, we invite you to the table. If indeed you want to take this ordinary story that we repeat every year and talk about a lot, and you want to believe it, in fact, you're ready to believe it, we invite you to the table and then to speak to one of us. We would love to pray with you and invite you further along this journey of knowing Christ for your life. Feel completely comfortable to remain in your seats and just watch. That's good too. And so I invite the ushers to come forward who are going to serve. And if you desire prayer, we're going to also have four people who will pray with you. They're going to be stationed at the four corners of our church, one on this side, and two in the back. And if for any reason you have brought concerns or reasons to pray, these four people, you just pick one of them, will pray with you. The way we do communion is very straightforward. We start from the back to the front, but People will start from the back and walk down and receive from two people over in this aisle, two in this aisle, and two in the other aisle. Just come down your aisle, receive, open up your hands and receive from those who are serving. And before they serve, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this table. It is a gift in our presence. You who came into our world revealed to us that Jesus, it was not just an ordinary baby, but one who came to save us and redeem us. And this table celebrates the life that you offered. Your gift, so simple and profound, continually opens up in profound new ways for all of us. For you constantly knock on our door. Help us to open the door and receive you fully so that you may live through us and transform us, and that we may, like Mary and Joseph and the wise men, respond to you by embracing you as you have embraced us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.